So, we will talk about how I lost my virginity. So, I was 13. I decided to get curious. So my initial thought was, hey, call up your friends. Let's go to the mall on Saturday and look for boys that are from our school. So, you know, I got dressed. I wore a jean skirt with a tube top. Had long black hair. Lips puckered up, fresh with lip gloss. Nails done and everything, you know. Just find that boy that's gonna get my attention. So, we went to the mall and decided to go looking. But from what I thought I wanted, I thought wrong. I wanted an older boy or a man, someone that would take me and complete me in every way possible. So I decided I'm gonna look for someone older. I decided to go outside of the mall, look around and see what's there with my friends. They were calling me to go back inside the mall because they seemed to think that it was dangerous, but hey, I was willing to take the chance. I saw this man, tall, dark hair, green eyes that you can just sink your lips in. You know, I guess I felt like I looked older than 13. So I decided to like spark up a conversation with this guy and ask him, hey, what's your name? He told me his name. I told him my name. He told me his age. I was afraid to tell him that I was only 13, but I was willing to lie because I wanted him. What did I do? I lied. Well, I told him I was 19, and he looked more interested in talking to me, so we decided to carry on this conversation and exchange numbers. Later on that night, when I got home, I started texting him, and then he sent me a text back. We decided to start messaging each other dirty things. So, I really, really wanted him. I kept telling him that I could imagine him taking advantage of me, doing bad things. But then again, I had that thought in my head, the back of my head. Is this right? What if I get in trouble? What if he gets in trouble? What if my parents find out that I've fucked a man who's a lot more older than me? Well, I messaged him again and told him we should meet sometime. So he seemed pretty interested, I guess, from my words. I sounded like I was more experienced, but I lied. I googled all that to have him come to me, you know, interested. So, of course, we decided to meet up the following weekend, and I got in his car, we drove to the beach. It was dark, you know, he grabbed my hand, we were walking, and I still have that thought in the back of my head, like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen to me? What if he kills me? What if, you know, you just never know. So, you know, I got dressed. I wore a black fitted tube top dress with nothing underneath. I was ready. I was ready. So we walked and he looked up at me. He told me he was beautiful, that I was beautiful. You know, I thanked him. And he kissed me. He started reaching for my breasts and touching me. He started to tease me with his fingers running through my thighs. But he stopped. And he told me we should wait a little bit. I was dying inside. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, I was playing it off, but deep down I really, really wanted him to just take advantage of me right then and there. But he wanted to talk more, you know, but I told him, okay, we can talk more, but if you're expecting more than what I was thinking, then I'm not really ready to take a next step, if that's what you're thinking, you know. And then he told me, I'm not ready to sleep with you yet because I want to get to know you. And that killed my buzz. I thought he was the one. So later on that night, he dropped me home and we started messaging each other. I started sending him naughty texts to see if he would cave in and want to take my virginity. I didn't tell him that I was still a virgin because I know he probably wouldn't want to, you know, take that. He looked like the type of guy that would help an old lady cross the crosswalk. So we started talking. I started telling him dirty things.